But then the numbers were compromised and I had to cancel the card, and everybody knows the story by now. But I thought we could call customer service for this credit card company to see if they've gotten to the bottom of their investigation.
Sure you don't want to do this off air, like after the show? You just want to put this
out
there?
I don't have time, so I'd rather do it on the air.
That's fine.
So
I've been here long enough, you can do stuff like this.
Here we go. Calling the credit card company.
Credit card customer service, Telephonic Emporium. This is Myrtle. How may I improve your customer experience today?
Hi, Myrtle. I'm calling about a credit card that was stolen.
Okay, and with whom do I have the pleasure of speaking with today?
Craig Miller.
Okay, and that's spelled with a G or a Y?
There's a G at the end of Craig. There's no Y.
I think it's Greg.
All right, Greg, and and are you the party of which I speak?
I am.
To?
Yes, I am.
Today? Okay, good. And how's your day going so far?
Okay. I messed up Jacob deGrom's age, but outside of that, it's okay.
What's that now?
Never mind.
Okay. You said you messed up Jacob deGrom's birthday. I was like, what was that about, Greg?
Well, I do a radio show here in Dallas.
Sounds like that's irrelevant information to me, sir. But it sounds like you're having a pretty good day. Okay, just to verify your identity, can you please take a quick selfie and send it to selfieverify@creditcard.fart? And let me spell that out for you. It's S-E-L-F-Y-V-E. Are you writing this down?
No, because I don't really have time for that.
Okay. Can you verify the last four digits of your mother's maiden credit card place of birth, please?
1234.
I'm sorry. That doesn't seem to be right. Can I text you a code and then you text it right back to me?
No.
Okay, then to prove you're human, I'm going to describe three pictures for you, and you tell me which one of them does not have a bus in them. Okay, so one is a bus full of school children. Mm-hmm. Two is a plane with a guy getting chopped up by the propeller. And three is a bus next to another bus, and the second bus has another bus inside of it.
Okay, that would be number two, the guy getting chopped up.
Okay, you don't have to quite be so violent and vulgar there, sir. All right, and what can I help you with today, Mr. Gray?
I was told by one of your other agents 10 days ago that you were conducting an investigation to see what happened to my credit card and who stole the numbers. So can you stop typing?
So
it's making me nervous. I was calling to see what that investigation had yielded.
Okay, and what credit card was stolen?
The one from your company. It was a Visa.
Sounds like a pretty good stolen credit card. Okay, and was this credit card stolen?
Yes.
Okay, and were you buying something illegal? Okay, all right. I'll put a maybe on that.
It's a no.
And what is your monthly gross income?
I'd rather not tell you.
Okay. And why are you wanting to know who borrowed your credit card numbers? We don't like to use stolen.
Well, because I feel violated, and I would like to know along the chain which organization might be responsible.
Oh, yeah. Okay. So, yeah, you've had a real horrible life.
I didn't say that.
Someone just took your credit card numbers, they charged a few little things, and now all of a sudden you want to issue frontier justice on them. I know you're tight. Very entitled, aren't you, sir?
No, I don't believe I am.
Mark you down as entitled. Okay. And, oh, no. Oh, my computer froze up on me here. So I need to re-verify you. It says here that I can re-verify you. It says here you only got 5 hours and 19 minutes of sleep last night. Does that sound right?
How do you know that?
Okay, and your cell phone indicates that you're currently wearing a shirt with two reddish-orange axes crossed on the front of it?
Yeah, how do you know that?
Okay, we'll just have some other ways of verifying you here. Okay, good.
That is creepy.
And then I need to go through three recent purchases to make sure that they indeed were you. $72 to Bike Mart.
Yes.
Okay. $141 at powerbar.com.
Yes.
okay, and $247 at MaleVibrators.net?
Actually, yes.
Okay, so all of those three actually were you. Okay.
Yeah,
good.
You can go ahead and pay those.
Okay, well, it sounds like your credit card wasn't too stolen to me, so...
Well, there were
I'm
a lot of
sure
other charges
the issue
that
is.
There were a lot of other charges that you ran. Plus, you're probably reading the new credit card that you issued.
Yeah, I don't think so, and I don't particularly like your tone, sir.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't know that I would really trust someone giving me accurate information, a guy who's already admitted to getting an athlete's birthday wrong, so I don't know how much I should trust you on that.
I can see you're not going to be of any help. Can you transfer me to somebody maybe above you in the chain of command?
Yes, hold, please. Hold on just a moment.
Wow, that was easy.
On hold?
Should have done that in the beginning.
American Express Customer Service Telephonic Emporium. This is Myrtle. How may I improve your customer experience today?
I was hoping to get away from you.
Oh, geez. It's Craig again. Okay. I'm hanging up on you now, sir.
Okay.
Wait.
Bye-bye. By the way, I know the problem.
It takes her a long time to hang up.
I know the problem. It was a Visa that got stolen. She was with American Express. We missed
dialing. Oh, okay. We'll call back tomorrow.